Chapter 6. But in those days, the disciples multiplying in number, there arose a murmuring of the Hellenists against the Hebrews, because their widows were overlooked in the daily ministration. And the 12, having called the multitude of the disciples to them, said, It is not right that we, leaving the word of God, should serve tables. Look out, therefore, brethren, from among yourselves, 7 men, well reported of, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we will establish over this business. But we will give ourselves up to prayer and the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And having prayed, they laid their hands on them. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples in Jerusalem was very greatly multiplied. And a great crowd of the priests obeyed the faith. And Stephen, full of grace and power, wrought wonders and great signs among the people. Verse 9. And there arose up certain of those of the synagogue, called of freedmen, and of Cyrenians, and of Alexandrians, and of those of Cilicia and Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. Then they suborned men, saying, We have heard him speaking blasphemous words against Moses and God. And they roused the people, and the elders, and the scribes. And coming upon him, they seized him, and brought him to the council. And they set false witnesses, saying, This man does not cease speaking words against the holy place and the law. For we have heard him saying, This Jesus the Nazarene shall destroy this place, and change the customs which Moses taught us. And all who sat in the council, looking fixedly on him, saw his face as the face of an angel.